good morning, friends. Happy Wednesday morning. Yes, we made it to midweek. How's everybody doing today? I am CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network and our morning show. Let's not forget that. EternityReadyRadio.com. Download that app. That's right. Download that app on your Android. Go to your Google Play, I believe it is. Search up Eternity Ready or Eternity Ready Radio, and you'll find him there. Click it on there and download that app for free. iPhone lovers, it's coming soon. Hang in there. Hope everybody's doing well on a Wednesday. I hope you're drinking plenty of coffee. Hope you're coffeed up, iced teed up, or cold coffee up. All right. Okay, I am feeling good. I slept really good last night. Let me tell you, I finally, it's been a long time for me. I got to give myself a cheer and a round of applause. Yours truly, for the first time in a very long time, and let's not forget some morning crow, I slept 8 hours. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, yes, I got 8 hours of rest. I was so happy. Stand by one moment, friends. There we go. Yes, 8 hours rest, just feeling great, feeling good, feeling refreshed. And as I always do, I thank God for another day of life and what he has done for me. So much going on, so much information to share. Before I tell you guys about it and tell you what's going to happen on our show today, I don't know if you have heard this, but I do want to share this with you all. And that is, let me fish this up because I just found this information out. Let's see here. Hang on one second. Walmart, that's right, Walmart is offering free Thanksgiving dinners for shoppers. Now, the way you get to it, I'm going to explain it to you, okay? Let me read to you what the article says, okay? Walmart has teamed up with several brands to offer a free Thanksgiving dinner to customers during the pandemic, which has hurt the finances of millions of Americans, which it has. Campbell's, Butterball, and Coca-Cola have all teamed up with the megastore to roll out 100%, that's right, 100% cashback offer, which is available at Walmart while supplies last. Now, here's some information on that. The free Thanksgiving dinner provides a complete Butterball turkey breast roast, Campbell's condensed cream and mushroom soup, McCormick turkey gravy seasoning dressing packet, Great Value stuffing mix, Great Value frozen beans, Great Value cranberry sauce, Idahoan instant mashed potatoes. How about that? How about this? French's crispy onions and a 2-liter Coke. To take advantage of this free family style meal, customers can shop for the items included in the lineup at Walmart or through Walmart.com. After purchasing the goods, customers will need to either download the, you ready for this, IBOTT app, again, IBOTT app, or visit IBOTTA website, or scan the Walmart receipt link on their grocery account with IBOTTA to earn the 100% cashback bonus on that purchase. Isn't that nice? Walmart, thank you. I want to give you Walmart a round of applause. Actually, cheer. Round of applause. Crow, I want to... Morning Crow this morning. Simply because we are in need, guys. We are. So I will be mentioning that to you. And I will be probably putting it on our site too as well, the Morning Brew Christian podcast later on this morning, so you'll be seeing that as well. Also, now in addition to that, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or information about that, feel free, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. I will have that posting on there. It's called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Okay? All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show on a Wednesday. Okay, I'm not going to have any characters today. I'm going to be playing a couple of Christmas songs and a couple of Christian songs. called the old four-pack of songs. So two Christmas songs, two Christian songs today. Got a great Bible devotion coming up here shortly. It's called Diamonds in the Dark. Also, my lesson today, or really what I just really basically want to talk about, is I'm still talking about Thanksgiving, only a few days away during this pandemic time. My entitlement that I want to talk to you guys about is rekindling the gratitude. That's right, rekindling the gratitude. You're going to love that. Okay, are you coffeeed up this morning? I can't hear you, I can't see you, but are you coffeeed up this morning? I hope you are. All right, maybe not that, maybe iced tea up, hot tea, donuts, eggs, whatever it may be, right? Okay, let's not forget some people that drink cold coffee. Every once in a while I'll do that too as well. All right, here we go. Let's do those jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll on a Wednesday. Okay. Diamonds in the Rut, that's today's Bible devotion. In the book of Psalms, chapter 112 and verse 1. Scripture reminds us, blessed is a man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Now, we Christians stand out like sparkling diamonds against a dark velvet background. We should be more than wholesome than anything else. In fact, we should be poised, cultured, courteous, gracious, but firm in the things that we do or do not. We should laugh and we should be radiant. We should also refuse to allow unbelieving world to pull us down to its level. You see, friends, Christ meant for his followers to be different. And if we truly follow, if we're truly following him, we will be. Merely being different isn't enough. We should also be the cleanest, the most holiest, the kindest, the most unselfish, the friendliest, the most courteous, the most industrious, the most thoughtful, the truthfulest, and the most loving people on earth. In fact, the Bible says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. And those who lead to be righteous like the stars forever and forever. Find that in the book of Daniel, chapter 12 and verse 3. Let me tell you a little something real quick on a side note. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, the great missionary doctor and statesman, if you ever heard of him, once said, to be glad instruments of God's love of this imperfect world is service to which man is called. Amen? Amen. All right, well, I'm going to kick it off. Again, we're giving the characters a break today. I've had a lot of people ask me, CA, can you do something special for us? Sure. By request, and like I said, I'm going to be playing a couple of, I'll probably do a Christmas song, a Christian song, a Christmas song, and another, I'm kind of going a little tongue twister here, and another Christmas song. So I'm kind of going back and forth between things, because we are getting closer to Christmas, which won't be very long. I've had a request on this, and I'm going to play it right now. This is a Michael W. Smith. It's called Christmas Time, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. On a Wednesday. Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Strong Enough, that is from my friend, your friend, everyone's friend, Matthew West. You know, it's funny, last night, he had actually messaged me. We do have a Instagram account. And he actually messaged me. He loves our podcast show. Matthew West, I know you're a big listener now. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. And I told him that we play a lot of his music from time to time, and he is forever grateful. Let me tell you a little bit, if you don't already know, and I've already mentioned it a lot, about Matthew West. His daddy is a minister, and when he goes out and travels with his daddy, you know, or when he was doing a show, his dad actually comes with him a lot, and they do Bible devotion. They have a little bit of Bible time before they start the show. Isn't that nice? Can't we just get back to the basics of life? Well, today, before I get started, I am going to just kind of go over some things that's been heavy on my heart about rekindling the gratitude. Just want to share something with you if you haven't noticed already, and it's been all over the news, not just with the pandemic going on. The good news is there is a couple of vaccines that are making headway. Now they're saying Pfizer, as of this morning, is now 95% accurate. Praise the Lord, PTL. And then this other one coming in, so... Oh, God, you're moving. We knew you can move mountains, and we're just continuing to pray, and let's continue to be in prayer. And for the ones, of course, that have lost their loved ones, it's very tough, and I can only imagine, you know, what they're going through. Yesterday in my travels, I got stuck in a little mini traffic jam, and I was like, what in the world's this in the mid-afternoon? This is weird. It was a church, friends, in the Mid-Cities area. Now, Faith Studio 1 is in Fort Worth, Texas. That's where my studio is located. The iHeartRadio studio is in Fort Worth, Texas. I was on the outskirts of the Mid-Cities area in my travels, and I noticed that there was a lot of traffic trying to figure out what in the world was going on. Well, come to find out, it was a food bank line, and my heart just bled and just poured out for these people. So I was crying. In my heart, I was just crying, and it was sad. Simply because it's gotten to that point. People are, they're not working and they're struggling. And we're praying for you all, and we want you to know we love you. Then you see people out there, it says, we'll work for food, the homeless that have got kicked out of their homes. I've never seen so many constables, and if you are a constable and you're listening, God bless you. I know you have to do your job, but it just saddens me. I seen someone the other day that they just were sitting there throwing all of his stuff out on the street. Very sad situation. So we need to continue to pray God's continual movement, people get back to work. Okay, now to help stimulate a kind and deeper gratitude, we're going to talk about gratitude and how important it is. And I'm not going to really read any scriptures, I just want to help you guys. One thing I want you to know is you're saved and you know it, especially if you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. No work of God's is more beyond even my comprehension, yet closer to my heart, and being more worthy of gratitude than salvation. Before coming to know Christ, each of us lives in a self-imposed prison. We're guilty, we're condemned, we're spiritually blind, and no means to pay our debt. Our destiny was one of an eternal separation from God. But Christ not only rescued us from the power and the penalty of our sins, friends, he also lifted us to a blessing and delivered us from punishment and brought glory. He took away the threat of hell and gave us the hope of heaven. He dismissed us from a divine wrath and brought us a divine benediction. One hymn writer puts it this way in an unfathomable transaction like this. In a wonder lost with trembling joy, we take care of the pardon of our God, pardon for the crimes of the deepest eye, a pardon bought by Jesus, with Jesus. Blood who is pardoning God like thee, or who has grace rich and free. We sing of salvation, we talk of salvation. Salvation is the incense of Christianity. Always remember that. Thanking God for saving us should be the unceasing occupation of our lips. Only a cold stone heart could offer anything less. Another point I want to just briefly talk about is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, you watch the news, you hear the chaos. Watch about a half hour of the news and you hear more chaos. It's just everything, right? Now we're back on the pandemic. We're talking about the elections, putting politics aside. Tell me the world isn't going through some kind of chaos. The world is gripped by it. Conflicts abound as religious, physiological, political systems collide. Your moral and your social and your economic problems, your prolific solutions. The political process is drifting rudderlessly on the sea of confusion. You see, life is all, and I want you to remember this, life is all about questions and no answers. There is no concrete guidance or standard by which to judge good, bad, right, or wrong. The suppression or the truth acts a tremendous price. But thanks to God, you and I have an eternal objective. We do. Inconstable, irrevocable standard we can depend on for all matters of life. From the truth of the scripture, we can understand the ebb of the flow of life better than all of our educators, our philosophers, politicians, social pundits combined. You see, God's word offers us a window on real issues people battle. We know how to be good employees, to love our spouses, to raise our family, to love our neighbors, meaning in life is not a question. It's a fact. I thank God for revealing His truth to us and for allowing me the privilege of studying and teaching it to me and to you all. Now, another point I want to make that's been heavy on my heart is life storms. Perhaps the most difficult time to be thankful is when we're in the midst of a setback, a trial, a challenge. When the storm comes, giving thanks is rarely the first reaction. But being thankful for the absurdity is easy, is never easy, I should say. But it is always right. From the experience I know, the difficult times are the one in which God seems to be at work in our lives, strengthening our weak spots, comforting our hurts, and drawing us to a greater dependence. True story. Businessman John Marriott, the Marriott Hotels, offered this perspective. Good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger the wind, the stronger the trees. Let us not neglect to thank God for the strong winds He allows to blow our directions. Another thing heavy on my heart with the gratitude I think about is faithful churches. I'm sad to say that there are some congregations today that seem to be wrestling with who they are and what their mission is. They've gotten off track, haven't they? A spiritual identity crisis of sorts. Gently assaulted by doctrine, fads, scandals, divisions, eternal and external criticism, and worldly thinking. They buckled up under the pressure, the chain reaction that creates this heartbreaking, friends. Doctrine is compromised, effectiveness is forfeited, biblical ministry is abandoned, but God's blessing is withdrawn. That grieves me personally, and I know it grieves you as well. However, we can thank the Lord for many churches that have stayed the course, because there's still a lot of them that stays the course in spite of pressure, and many others that have struggled and not given up the fight, and God bless my church minister friends all across the United States, America, whole entire world, USO Radio Network too as well. Large and small, the congregation that remains faithful to God's word are the ones that are alive, vital, flourishing, reaching the communities with great effectiveness. And the advancing of the kingdom of God. They've resisted the fads. They've remained true to the calling. And now they're seeing their blessings. I'm grateful to him for those churches, for the encouragement they are to me and to the body of Christ. Another point I want to make to you all is the people who make a difference. Someone once made this wise observation. Friends in your life are like pillars on a porch. Think about it. Sometimes they hold you up, sometimes they lean on you, sometimes it's just enough to let you know they're standing by. Always remember that. That certainly can be true, even in my life. I thank God for many people who have added or put so much color and warmth into my life. And, you know, I thank God for my parents. Thank God for my grandparents. I thank God for my best friend, Annie. Thank God for my kids. Thank God for pastor friends that have stuck by me and supported me on my ministry work. I thank God I'm ever forever grateful for people that know me in school. I've had some people say, hey, you're a blessing to me. You know, I need that from time to time. I need to know that I'm staying on course. Thank all you guys. You know who you are. In closing, let me encourage you not to allow this Thanksgiving to come and go without taking inventory. Biblical gratitude isn't something that should pass from our minds with the passing of the season. It's an attitude, a God-focused response to the circumstance that should prevail every moment and every year. My wish for you, and I'll remind you again, is may you and your family, even during this pandemic time of the year, be as safe and happy one, as safe as possible. Not going to play any kind of closeout music, but I want to take a little time. So, CA, you're given these points on rekindling gratitude. Yes. Why? Because there are so many disappointed people, and it's been so heavy on my heart, especially when I saw it yesterday. You see, we are God's people. Remember that song back a long time ago in Africa? It's "We Are the World." We are the world. We are God's children. Remember that? In fact, the late Kenny Rogers once said on an interview, he had no idea what he was walking into. He wanted to do it. They said, here, Kenny, gave him a shirt. He went into another room. He changed the shirt with the "We Are the World," gave him the music, and they all came together, all these artists. Every one of them. Y'all remember? If not, search it up. Do it on YouTube. Search it up. It's very touching. We are the world. We are God's children. We are the ones that can make a difference outside these walls. Let me challenge you. Thanksgiving is next week. Yes, we're living in pandemic times, but there's hope. We've got these vaccines coming. Now, there's some people, oh, I'm not going to take the vaccine. That's fine. That's fine. Do what you want. Do what you want. It's like the political thing. I don't get into politics. Whoever God wants in, that's God's decision because that's God's world. It's not CA's world. It's God's world. He put CA on the world, and I'm using it as an example, for a purpose, to have kids, to be happy, to enjoy life, to worship and serve him and help people in times of need. We need to get back to the basics of life. Discouraged pastor friends out there that are discouraged, there's a lot of them, because of this pandemic. There's hope. Gather together with your members if you can, the ones that are showing up at the churches if they're able to, or do a Zoom conference with them. Talk to them. Get ideas. Discourage youth ministers out there. Get ideas. Children's church directors, get ideas. Not trying to tell you how to run your church, just trying to help you. I've been in situations in churches myself. Example, when my parents were youth pastors or youth ministers back in the day, we called it back in the early 70s. Don't let me date myself back. Where we prayed, we gathered, we prayed. Now I know with the mask, we've got to do that and the social distance. Times have changed, I know. You know, I was sharing with someone the other day, back about 2 years ago, before we close out in prayer. I went to this Baptist church that I got baptized at. Didn't get saved there. I got baptized. And when I went there, I visited, and the lady goes, yeah, she goes, well, we took this wall. The church wasn't, they were open, the office were. Now, of course, in safety times, they have to lock the door. Because I asked her, I said, ma'am, can I see this church? She said, yeah. She goes, may I ask why? I said, yeah, I got baptized in the baptistry. She walked me around. I said, is this a sanctuary? It was cut in half. Cut in half! They put a wall up. She goes, this is our Sunday school class. I said, oh. Well, I took my kids up there. I went and just for the heck of it, visited it four times. Okay. The pastor at this particular Baptist church, he is a coach. He's never in his office. Never. I'm not going to say the particular name of this church. He's been there 30 years, but he's never in his office. You can't reach him. And it's kind of different because I'm like, wow, this seems really strange. Secretary says, yeah, he's never in his office. The office at home. This is way before the pandemic, guys. I said, does he never? She goes, no, he doesn't. He's a coach. He just comes out and he preaches on Sunday and Sunday night, and that's pretty much about it. Oh, okay. When I went in that church, my heart just broke. I was like, oh my goodness, this church used to be filled with capacity. And now they took the wall and they put the wall up and they cut the pews down. I remember helping them when it was being remodeled and sweeping up the sawdust in my teenage years. Sawdust, yes. Sawdust up to my knees. My dad and everybody, we all helped. We did what was called workable Saturdays. We dedicated a whole month every Saturday, that's right, a whole month every Saturday, sweeping sawdust and cleaning up and putting boards and helping our old pastor. Sadly, our old pastor had an affair and he ended up leaving the church. This happens a lot when you get weak in the flesh. Oh, goodness. Yes, I know times have changed. Social media and, you know, Facebook Live, YouTubes and everything else. I understand. So anyway, let's continue to pray. Let's continue to just give gratitude, I guess. I don't want to ramble too much, but I had to share that. I was just in a state of shock. But I want to go ahead and pray, and I'm praying for you guys. So I'm going to lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much on a Wednesday. Watch over God and protect us. We love you. Let us have a great day. Be with us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, here we go. That's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, friends, for listening to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. IMCA, your Christian on-air personality. Also, EternityReadyRadio.com, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Monday through Friday weekdays. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Enjoy life, LIFE! Talk to you later. Bye for now.